The only difference is that the Vedic mantras are mostly begun with pranava omkara, and it requires some training to practice metric pronunciation of the Vedic mantras. But that does not mean that Srimad Bhagavatam is of less importance than the Vedic mantras. On the contrary, it is the ripened fruit of all the Vedas, as stated before. Besides that, the most perfectly liberated soul, Siddhartha Sukadeva Goswami, is absorbed in the studies of the Bhagavatam, although he is already self-realized. Siddhartha Sukadeva Goswami is following his footsteps, and therefore, his position is not the least less important because he was not expert in chanting Vedic mantras with metric pronunciation, who depends more on practice than actual realization. Realization is more important than parrot-like chanting. That is the end of the Prabhupada's purport to text 13, or Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada. Hare Krishna. The sages are speaking to Sutta Goswami. You know all the scriptures, sorry, the itihasas, the Purans. That is how you will train. So you can answer all our questions. We are also aware that you are not experiencing the rituals, unlike other Brahmanas. They are very experienced in all the rituals that you see mostly with the Smarta Brahmanas. They are very, very experienced in doing puja. Hare Krishna devotees should not be intimidated, thinking that they are great. They are not great. They know the rituals, but they don't know the goal of life. They're chanting the mantras in the Vedas. See, that yesterday he did all this before he met Narada Muni. If chanting these mantras according to the perfect meters is most important, yesterday would have been in difficulty like he was before the spiritual master came to rectify and redeem him from the situation. And here is the proper explanation. Sukadeva Goswami, he is already a liberated personality, but he is engaged in studying Bhagavatam, not the Purans, not the Vedas. He is not studying the Vedas, Samaveda, Raju, and Atharva. But Sukadeva Goswami is studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Meaning what? Srimad Bhagavatam is superior. It is the base of the Puranas. Therefore, here he doesn't contain the ritual because the Vedas are the charts, when yesterday was advised by Yesterday. Narada Muni. You are not happy despite all the wonderful things you have done. To do this scripture you did, nobody can do it except you. You must be highly empowered to do it. But with all your empowerment and look at the great, massive work you have done, you are not happy because everything you did here is not pure. It's not pure. And that the Muni is telling us today that Raju, Sama, Atharva, and Rigveda, they are not pure. They are full of rituals and full of confusion because there is pantheism in all these things you have done. So which one can directly want exactly to the ultimate goal? You have not given scripture to the Bhaktivedanta. You have done all these things. There is confusion. Krishna is not clearly defined. A pure devotional is not clearly defined. His devotees are not clearly defined. This is your problem. So yesterday, he took back all the Vedas. He took back all. Now he has been corrected so he could see his problem. Narada Muni insulted him. Narada Muni is so yesterday was an anxiety. He insulted him. So Prabhu. Prabhu means what? Your master. How a master is so confused. Prabhu. And he said, you are satisfied with all the confusion you have created for living entities? Your scripture is a confusion. You have done such a great work, but it's a confusion. Nobody can study this scripture and find the solution, the goal. That is why you see all the Brahmanas who are engaged in studying the scripture, there is no end to conclusion. So there's always speculation. You don't find the end, but bottom has an end. So it's different. It's only confusion. So he said, you are satisfied with your confusion? So yesterday he didn't say anything. He kept quiet. He kept quiet because he knows it's an insult. He knows, he understood his guru. He said, the guru must correct the disciple. Now the moment he corrected the disciple, yesterday. You are satisfied with all the confusion you have made? We look at the Vedas, cannot find the conclusion to it. So when you study this, where do you go? At the end of all the Vedas, when people study all the Vedas, what is the conclusion? Krishna is not a person, he's just Brahma, light. Is that all? So yesterday we took back all the Vedas. And he separated them. Separated them to the in a simple way people can understand. So history. Puranas. And then from the Puranas, he brought out also the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is a conclusion and it is the best work of Srila Vyasadeva. So this he gave to Krishna. He showed right from the beginning of Bhagavatam, right from the beginning, Lord Krishna is completely established as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the beginning. From the beginning. And after establishing Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead here, yesterday he started talking about the position of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. It's the essence of all the plans. So studying Bhagavatam, it is not less than the Purana. Because it is the conclusion of the Purana. So yesterday he took back all the Vedas and he bound all of them together and filtered it. What he filtered from the scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the remaining one, he divided it into all the ritualistic disciples. And he gave the Bhagavatam to the pure devotees. Because this is for the pure devotees. The Sutta Goswami, he got it from Sukadeva Goswami. So Sutta Goswami, Prabhupada mentioned, he is simply following the footsteps of his spiritual master, Sukadeva Goswami. So he's not less important. So the sages are saying, you can answer our 6 questions perfectly, because you know us all. We are not asking you for the ritual. After all, before they started asking Sutta Goswami the question which was a confusion for them, they were very much engaged in chanting mantras, perfectly according to the meter. But what was the result of their mantras? Smoke. That's what the Veda will produce. Smoke. And smoke is making their body more black. Means that it is only confusion. You cannot get anything from the Vedas. So Sukadeva Goswami, he said, in the 6th canto, he's telling Mother Parishima, do not listen to the Vedas because you misdirect your intelligence towards meaningless things like going to heaven. That is a conclusion. To go to heaven. What is in heaven? The same misery you get there. Don't waste your time with the Vedas. So when Sugar Devi is speaking like this, he's not talking about Bhagavatam. He's talking about the four Vedas. Don't waste that time with them. Although I did them, but don't waste that time with them. They will misdirect your intelligence towards meaningless things, like going to heaven. Meaningless. Listen to the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam will direct your intelligence towards Krishna. That is the goal. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, the glory of Bhagavatam is that Bhagavatam forbid all the followers from asking Krishna of anything material. That is the Bhagavatam. That you get in the Vedas. To ask for material things, you get in the Vedas. But Bhagavatam forbid all the followers from asking Krishna of anything material. Here it is for Amara Bhaktas. Those who know what to be rasika. Those who know how to enjoy life, they should go to Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavatam. It is meant for those who know how to enjoy, not those who want to suffer. Those who want to suffer, study the Vedas. You get frustrations like the author. That's what you get. You get frustration. The author was confused and bewildered until now the Nandamuni told him, take out the Jews from all this you have done. And he did. So we are saved in studying Bhagavatam. Don't worry about the pujas. In Vrindavan, Sri Prabhupada was installing Krishna Balaram deities. So he called all the local brahmanas. All of them, they came. They were chanting mantra. And Prabhupada told the devotees, stay this side. Continue with kirtan, not stop. Kirtan. They were chanting all the mantras, perfectly, with all the ingredients they were chanting. At the same time, the devotees were busily chanting the holy name. At the end of it all, when all these brahmanas are gone, the Prabhupada told them, the installation of these deities was the mantra. all this one they did. If I didn't do this, they wouldn't have respect. They will have respect for here. They will say, this is not proper. So to cheat them and treat them so that they can come here and take shelter, I engage them to do that. But the real installation was the chant of the Mahamantra. This installation. So now, Christian Bible is established. Their problem is finished. Problem is finished? Yes. How? The Prabhupada said, Krishna and Balaram are standing here. They are not statues. They are not marble. They are not wood. Not metal. The Supreme Presence of God is standing here. So, if you have a problem, come and tell them. They will help you. That's why they are standing here. And another time, His Holiness Tamakrishna Goswami, he will go out and Sri Prabhupada noticed that. So one day he asked him, where do you used to go every day? So suddenly Tamakrishna Goswami said, Sri Prabhupada, I used to go to Krishna Balaram tree to do japa. Sri Prabhupada looked at him, said, You don't know anything. Here, everything is here. In this Krishna Balaram temple here, everything is here. Nothing is outside here. So going to China, Krishna Balaram temple is ignorance. Here contains everything. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. So Krishna consciousness, Srimad Bhagavatam, has everything that is the last chapter of second canto. Bhagavatam has solution to all problems of the world. In the second canto, chapter 10. That's the last chapter, right? Bhagavatam is what? It is solution to all the problems. It is not mentioned that the Vedas are the solution to all the problems. Bhagavatam is the solution to all the problems of the world. Everything is inside here. So, from experience, the sages who have gathered an admission, these sages, all these sages, the leader, the Sonakarisi, Bharat Maharaj, all of them, they have 60,000 sages, disciples who are all sages. They are sitting here to hear from Sutta Goswami, who does not know perfect metric mantra or chanting the mantra. What is the meaning of that? What does that mean? They are Kulapanis. 60,000 disciples are sages, don't be afraid. Then you get the title Kulapani. Suna Kareti, who is the master of ceremony, he's the MC for this. This is his position. And he is asking the Sutta Goswami a question. From experience, they say, "O Sutta Goswami, we have been here for all this time chanting perfect mantras completely with control senses, but only smoke is coming out." Just one word from you, you can see the smoke is dissipating and we are becoming happy. Never had. So, sit down here and give us the solution to the six questions we have asked you. You are experiencing it. We don't see any person who is so pure like you. In other words, they are telling Sutta Goswami, you are a perfect devotee with character. Your character is what is affecting us. And we have accepted you to direct us, answer our questions. That's what they said here. We know that you are expert in the meaning of all subjects. The Sutta Goswami is a student not from only one branch of knowledge. He's a student from all branches of knowledge. So, what one acharya knows, Sutta Goswami knows better. So he knows all. He's not interested in just the rituals and the rituals without the essence of the rituals. So many Brahmanas, they know the rituals, they don't know the essence of the rituals. One is an Indian man. He worshipped Ganesh. So one day he told his son, "Let's go to Ganesh." His son said, "For what?" "We'll go and worship Ganesh." "For what?" "Ganesh will remove obstacles. You'll be successful in your business." The son said, "Father, I'm already successful. I'm good at my studies. I'm working now. My salary is big. So I'm satisfied. Why should I go to Ganesh?" The father could not convince him. There's no philosophy to back his worship of Ganesh. He worshiped Ganesh from past parent to his present. He has no philosophy to back what he's doing with Ganesh. He only knows Ganesh will remove obstacles, will get their business, will be successful. The boy said, "I'm already successful." So what is? He went to Ganesh without his son. But we have answer to all the activities we do in Krishna consciousness. We have all the answer. Why you chant Hare Krishna? No, I'm chanting Hare Krishna because Krishna like his name. We like our names, you know? So Krishna doesn't like his name. Krishna loves his name very much. So if you chant Krishna's name, we like you. So I will chant Hare Krishna. And Krishna will be pleased. I will get free from all the difficulties of material existence. So I chant Krishna.
We have reason for everything we do because we have knowledge.
So Prabhupada said here, the Brahmanas and the Parivrajika Acharyas, they are doing the same thing, but of the two, the Parivrajika Acharyas, they are more beneficial, because if you do Jagya, according to the Vedas, to get somebody free from the reaction of the sinful activities the person has done, right? That's the Vedas. All the rituals are there. Parachit. Have you done something wonderful? If you simply do puja for a person to get relief from the problem, have you done anything wonderful? It is cheating. Why cheating? Because we have never told the person the truth to remove the seed of this sinful life. Bhavatan is a solution to uproot the seed of sin. It will not germinate again. This is 112 in Bhagavata. 112. The beauty of Bhagavata. So we're not doing anything speculative. Everything is authorized. Tapa Traya Umbulanam. What is that? Tapa Traya Umbulanam. What does it mean? Tapa Traya Umbulanam. Tapa Traya. A threefold miseries. Bhagavatam has the power to uproot it, not to cut it. Prayasita is what? To cut the tree. The tree will germinate again. But Srimad Bhagavatam will not cut the tree, will uproot it from the ground. Completely. There is no hope for the tree to germinate again. This is Bhagavatam. And if you go to chapter 7, which is a confirmation of the instruction Narimuni told us yesterday, you have done something which is very confusing, and that is a problem. Now I'm requesting you to do something to liberate you from your position. The confirmation of the assignment Narimuni gave to yesterday is 177. This is the assignment which was given to him. He did it. This is 177. Jayasambhai Shruya Manayam. Krishna Parama Purushe Bhakti Upatya Ti Pumsa Soka Moha Bayabaha. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is what? It's fire extinguisher. This is what is mentioned here. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature. Which Vedic literature? Which one? This is Bhagavatam. The feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the supreme presence of God, is sprouts up at once to do what? Extinguish Soka, Moka, and Maya. So Bhagavatam is fire extinguisher. This was Sudha Goswami gave to the sages and missionaries. This is what Sukadeva Goswami gave to the whole world. This is the gift, the whole world. And Sri Prabhupada did the best by giving the purport for us to understand everything in detail. It's a costless mercy of our acharyas. So we should study Bhagavatam deeply. Bhagavatam should be studied deeply, not for certificate. Don't study Bhagavatam for certificate. It's the same like Vedic grammars. That is your reward. Your certificate is your reward. The result of studying Bhagavatam is to get Krishna, Krishna Prema. Not certificate. Well, certificate is to encourage you, because we need some material stimulation for everything we do. You know? One devotee, he was going to give Bhagavatam class So after the road is local, after the road is local for the board, so he wrote the. What did he write? After Bhakti Baba is what?
Bhaktivedanta.
After Bhaktivedanta?
Sababhum.
So he wrote it there. On the slope. So when I look at the book, I say, what is this? So this Prabhu gave the class. I said, okay. He wrote his title on the board. That is not the purpose of Bhagavatam. Sarvabhauma. Are we really Sarvabhauma? In reality? Sarvabhauma? You know what it means? Why we should study Bhagavatam from first canto before 10th canto? What is the main reason? What is the main reason why we should study Bhagavatam from canto 1? To the 9th canto to 10th canto. They are separate. You can read anyone. But why would you systematically study Bhagavatam? First canto, then upward. What the reason? What's the main reason? It's expected that when you get to the 9th canto, you are now Sarvabhauma. But is it true, you are teaching, is it true that all of us have gotten to that level? And when you start reading about 10 canto, Krishna's intimate person, you will participate and not feel otherwise? Eh? Is it true like that? But the devotee wrote today on the board. That is the title. The title. Sukha Goswami didn't put himself, he didn't put title on himself. Sukha Goswami he didn't put title. It is Sutta who gave title to his guru, Sukadeva Goswami. That is a disciple duty, to give a title to his guru. That's like Prabhupada. The disciple gave him the title. Yes. He didn't give himself title. The disciple, they look at his quality, looking at what he's doing, they gave him the title. So Sutta Goswami, he gave a title to his guru. Let me offer my respectful obeisance to the powerful son of Vyasadeva, the guru of the whole world, who can enter into the heart of all living entities. That is the title of a pure devotee. He can enter into the heart. So, Sukadeva Goswami is in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. He was not speaking to him. Was he speaking from inside? What does it mean? He can plant Krishna in the heart of the audience. That is the title for a pure devotee, not the external qualification. So we should not study Bhagavatam to get a title, to get a certificate. Study Bhagavatam to attain pure love of Godhead. And that is the position of Sutta Goswami, that the sages appointed him to speak. Sukha Goswami was not the eldest person in that assembly, was he? He wasn't. Sukha Goswami, he was not on the level of Sonakarishi or Bharadwaj. Other sages were there. He was genial to them in terms of material calculation. But in terms of bhakti, he is the topmost. Therefore, they selected him. You speak to us. Hare Krishna. Finish my time. Comments? Questions? Before we go. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You spoke about heaven as useless. So, what about other traditions? Do they speak what do they mean by heaven? Spiritual world, or the way heaven was, you know, to be useless?
According to the context, like Shakespeare said, heaven knows, heaven bears me witness. You're not talking about heaven per se, you're talking about God, Krishna. Heaven bears me witness. God is my witness. But majority of people, when they mean heaven, they really mean heaven. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling his disciples, don't go to heaven. He's talking about the heaven. Nothing is there. So he's talking about heaven. Sometimes people say heaven, they're referring to God, or heaven, they're referring to heaven itself, or heaven, they're referring to the spirit. So it depends on the person who is, on the situation. Hare Krishna. This one.
The Vedas being condemned by Narad Muni, and at the same time, he seems to have most of his devotees, disciples, will end up in heaven. And Vedas is like promoting going to heaven. And on the other hand, Prabhupada is saying that most of his disciples will end up there.
Is this heaven? The Prabhupada is referring to this heaven. Because he has seen that majority of us devotees, that is our mentality. Like the devotee I mentioned, he is writing his title. When I asked him, to get this title, there are number of slokas I have to memorize to get this title, and I have memorized all that. So this is my title. And memorizing sloka is not the good of life. It is good. We should know the scripture. We should know this to help us understand or protect us, defend us from maya. If you know sloka, you chant sloka regularly, you get purified, because these are not ordinary words. But chanting it for pride is not good. This can take us to heaven also. Many devotees are externally very big. Externally. Very big philosophy, big position, big services, big name. But our bhakti is not so big like that. So Sarvapa knows this. And he's referring to that. So he's referring to this heaven. And many of us will go there. Because that is our level. But Sukadeva Goswami said we shouldn't go there. So go to Gula. And Prabhupada said we shouldn't go there. Every his words, back to Godhead. He didn't say back to heaven. He said back to Godhead. Godhead is our home, not heaven. So we should study Bhagavatam, we should read this Bhagavatam very carefully, deeply, to be able to get the complete understanding that we have to go back home, back to Godhead. Not for any purpose. Yes, sir.
Yes, how do you see that in this context, there's this comparison between the sages who can recite the mantras very expertly, and then for the sages and devotees. And then we see there's some devotees, like, they're very expert in musically arranging for kirtan, but sometimes some devotees are not so expert, but they are still trying to to do something, and there's some difference, like some people are expert in music and some people are not expert, but still they are.
Those who are expert now, they have been practicing before they became. So even if we are not that expert, we should continue to practice. There is chance, there is room for everyone in Krishna consciousness. We should offer our talent to Krishna. We should not look at someone's talent, we should look at our talent. And that we should offer to Krishna. That would be the perfection of our life. So it's not about being expert or not expert. It's about what is behind what we do. What is behind. So we should try. Devotees who are making it nicely this lifetime, they have made a lot of mistakes also in the past. So we should continue. Should not be discouraged, we should continue. They say practice makes perfect. Not theory, but practice makes perfect. So we continue to practice. If we practice, one day we become perfect. That's all. We should not be discouraged by someone's expertise. That is the person's offering. Now, Krishna will not accept another person's offering for you. It's an offering you will accept. So we should practice nicely and offer that to Krishna. Who will be blessed by that. An inferiority complex is material, not spiritual. As well as superiority complex, both of them are material. They are all body. So we should forget that and do the right thing. Practice nicely, you will become perfect in everything you practice. One day in a nowadays parikrama, a devotee, he was behind me, I was playing card flash when the Christian was playing. I told him, stop! But he stopped. I didn't see him for a few days. After, till they take the son, I saw him. So I remember, I didn't see you, what happened? He said, no. When I was playing card that day, you told me to stop. So all these days I was doing, I was practicing. I want to start practicing. So now I'm good. I'm playing. I say, very good, you're very intelligent. He's intelligent. But I don't say, why are you talking? I'm playing again. Okay. I'm playing again. So he understood that I didn't tell him to stop playing cards. I told him that he had not played it perfectly. He understood. He went and practiced. And then he came to play nicely. We were playing and it was not matching. I said, oh, you are destroying my ears. Stop this. It's intelligence. He didn't become angry and stop. He went and practiced and he's playing. I say, very good. I like you. This is how a devotee should be here. Some devotees, if you say stop, they will give it to another person and that's it. But this one, he understood why I say you should stop. And he took it positively and he got there nicely. You should practice. If you practice nicely, you get there. Anything you practice. So Prabhupada said, there is a Bengali proverb. In one of the time, Prabhupada said, there's a Bengali proverb. And this body, any training you give to this body, it will develop it in short time, which is true. If you practice weightlifting, after a while, what will happen? Your body will develop to that. This is the body. So any training we give, you become that in a short time. So you continue to practice and practice. We are doing practice chanting, practice hearing, practicing devotional service. You will become that's right after some time. After some time, you will become perfect in it. Practice is required. And practice diligently. Don't practice in the kirtan. You should practice outside the kirtan. Because here we are offering already. We're already offering. So practice perfectly before you offer to Krishna.
Just like you cook before you offer to Krishna. Right? So you should cook first before you offer to Krishna. So you should practice outside. One year experience. Come and demonstrate for Krishna. That's your offering. And Krishna will enjoy it. Everybody will enjoy it. That's our process. Practice. And Bhagavad Gita said our practice should be systematically continued. You should not stop. Mamcha, you have the vichari na bhakti yoga na sivati. Steady practice. We will succeed. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much.